"I'll deal with this," Cadogan had said to Fenn when they arrived. "I have a plan." In point of fact, he had no plan of any kind. Fenn had agreed to this rather grudgingly. He'd then settled down to do the Times crossword puzzle, filling in the literary clues without difficulty. But the rest eluded him, so he sat looking crossly at the passers-by. When Mrs. Wheatley opened the door to him, Cadogan was still trying to think what to say.
"I expect," she said anxiously, that you're the gentleman about the rooms."
"Exactly." He was greatly relieved. "The rooms." She showed him inside.
"Very nice weather we're having," she said, as though personally responsible for this phenomenon. "This would be the sitting room."
"Mrs. Wheatley, I'm afraid I've deceived you." Now he was inside the house, Cadogan decided to abandon his stratagem. "I'm not about the rooms at all. The fact is," he cleared his throat, "have you a friend or relation, an elderly lady, unmarried, with grey hair and, given to wearing tweeds and blouses?" Mrs. Wheatley's pinched, anxious face lit up.
"You don't mean Miss Tardy, sir?"
What was the name again?"
"Miss Tardy, sir. Emilia Tardy. Better late than never, we used to call her. On account of the name, you see. Why, Emilia's my eldest friend."
Her face clouded.
"Nothing's wrong, is it, sir? Nothing's happened to her?"
No, Cadogan said hastily. "Only I met your friend some time ago, and she said that if ever I was in Oxford, I was to be sure to look you up. Unfortunately, I never quite caught her name, though I remembered yours."
"Why, that's right, sir,"
Mrs. Wheatley beamed.
"And I'm very glad you've come. Very glad indeed. Any friend of Amelia is welcome here. I could show you a photograph of her to refresh your memory."
This was luck, Cadogan reflected as he followed Mrs. Wheatley to the basement, for he had little doubt that Emilia Tardy and the woman he'd seen in the toy shop were one and the same.